In addition, Roger, to mention some of the names a minute ago that I saw when Coach Silverfield was in town yesterday. It was fun to see a lot of familiar faces. Kevin Scanlon, Jeff Hildebrand, Marsha Martin, you know, the who's got the boots, Kevin Brooks, Ginger Russell, and Bob Russell. I asked Bob Russell. I said,
wow.
I said, Bob, are you 70 yet? Of course, he's 88. Bob looks great. Yeah, so, anyway, just a great group of supporters. Matt Jones, who's a big tennis guy. They're waiting to hear, by the way. Yesterday, they were supposed to hear from you, Hunter Yurecek, on the whole tennis situation. No word yesterday. It is 8:07. Glad you're with us today on this Thursday, May 14th. Got plenty of show to go. RJ Hulk will join us here in just a second. We got Melinda Mayo coming up. We got to play a little. We got to play two games, Roger. We got to play match game and fact or crap. Got to do that. Today is National Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day, National Bruce Day, National Online Romance Day. So if you got connected online with your significant other, let us know. Justin, when I say Bruce, what is the first Bruce that comes to mind for you nationally?
Lee.
Bruce Lee, very good. What do you want on your buttermilk biscuit, Justin?
How about this? I'll go outside the box, and I'll see if any of y'all know what I'm talking about. Cairo and peanut butter.
Okay, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
I've never had it, but I know what it is.
One of my buddy down in
Roger, I bet has.
I've had Cairo. I've never had it on a biscuit, I should say.
You mix peanut butter and Cairo together.
Yeah.
Like, and you'd like dip it in it. I don't know. That was the thing when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Roger, you never had that?
I don't think so. Yeah.
It's a sweet explosion.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it is.
RJ Hawk, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on in your biscuit?
Butter.
That's it? Anything else? Jam?
No.
Gravy?
I'll do gravy, yeah. In fact, I did that yesterday.
You don't like jelly?
No, I don't like jelly.
Oh, my God.
So no PB&J either? Like, just no jelly at all?
No. I don't do the jelly. I do butter. And
you don't like any flavor of jelly?
No.
Don't like sweet stuff, or you just don't like jelly.
Oh, he likes sweet stuff.
I don't like jelly. Like I just. Wow. And plus, it's work.
I think you're a unicorn.
Not the first time that's been said.
Do you like fruit? Do you like?
Do what?
Do you like fruit? Do you eat?
Oh
grapes,
yeah, no, I love grapes
or?
And bananas and apples and.
I like lamb.
You don't like them in jelly form though.
I don't. Yeah, I don't want. Okay. I don't want it to be mushed and then
what about
turned into
apple butter?
Never had it.
Oh, okay.
My friend down Jeff Gross down at the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame.
I love you, RJ.
Bruce Maxwell, his great Bruce,
oh,
who was a Razorback.
Yes.
And he also gave some baseball ones. Bruce Sutter. Is it Bocchy? Bruce
Bocchi?
Is it? I remember him.
Yeah, he was with the Giants and the Rangers. Yeah. Right?
He's actually the one.
Two or three. Rings.
Three. Yeah, three with the Giants.
Yeah. He's the one that won the first World Series for the Rangers.
Yeah, he was the manager.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce Benedict. You recognize that name?
Oh, wait a minute. That's an actor. Is that right?
Is it? I don't know.
Bruce Benedict. Or Bruce Boxleitner. One of the. That's an actor.
Also, Jeff wanted to say shout out to Pine Bluff, Arkansas Department of Correction for its work yesterday for an historic Taylor Field for putting back up its 16-foot outfield wall from Sunday evening's 30 to 40-minute storm with 70-mile-an-hour winds and rain, possibly tornado, that had to take cover. That was built back in 1940. So, anyway, well done there. Let's go ahead and welcome RJ officially there, Roger Dodge.
We'll do it right now on three. So.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with RJ Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Our man Don Grisham is Mr. Outdoors with his new land. He's out there last night making fires.
Yeah.
He's turkey hunting. They don't see him at Natural State Wholesale anymore.
I heard Mike Hager talking about the lodge that they put up over at Camp Robinson.
Yeah.
Don has something to rival the new lodge.
He loves staying out there. You know, when you have land, something about you just enjoy the land.
Justin has land.
Justin has land. He does.
I don't know if I got as many acres as Don.
More mountain. More mountain.
He made a song about his land. My dirt.
He did.
That's true.
Now, you mentioned, a couple things, too. Roger, we're getting ready to start this thing called the Champion Salute at throughout the week at 7 o'clock. If you've got a kid who's done something really cool, his team or her team, it could be any sport, gymnastics, cheerleading, dance, baseball, softball, whatever, and they win something special, let us know. We're going to give them a shout-out at 7:05 every day. For example, your daughter, Addison, Addie, that wins. Now, I don't know if we want to do just the small little tournaments, but
I know you should.
Yeah, when there's too many. There's 9,000 of them. But when you've done something like bigger, you go like on the road somewhere and you beat 10. We'd love to be able to do that.
Yeah, so. Well, we're gonna be in Russellville this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to go. Justin, I'll tell you what, man. Justin's actually got to see Addison play before.
Yeah.
And, I saw the video.
I saw the video by
Ella the other day of her like third home run or something like that of the season. Well, Addison now, so she's now playing up to 10U, right?
And
right. She's
10U.
She's eight, and she hit her first 45-mile-an-hour fastball yesterday, and so she was pretty excited.
Very nice.
So, yeah. And
that's awesome, man.
Little tiny Addison out there getting really good hits, actually.
And you guys are going up to watch the Razorbacks play Fordham tomorrow.
Yeah, we're actually we're headed out around noon tomorrow. We're going to drive up to Fayetteville, watch the game, and then – after the game, turn around and go stay in Russellville because that's where our tournament is tomorrow on Saturday.
Is that her first game to see of college or the Razorbacks?
No, we went to the Super Regional last year
when they lost
to Ole Miss. And so
I got you.
We don't get to go a lot, just mainly, and Justin, because we're playing softball every weekend.
Yeah.
We watch a ton of Razorback softball on TV, but we just don't get to go unless really it's postseason time. So it just kind of worked out because we were in Russellville this weekend.
You're up there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I came on the air apologizing to Mike. I've got an RJ in my life and a JR in my life. I sometimes get them confused. RJ, I was just busting your balls earlier.
Oh, no. We're good.
I love you, buddy.
Well, and Justin, your daughter Ella is playing today in the state playoffs versus Riverside over at Palestine Wheatley at 5:30. And so I'm sure you're excited about that. And did you say she had an accident yesterday that she's dealing with?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, she is. Their team is playing first round of state at 5:30 tonight, as you said, against Riverside. But, this was not last night, but the night before, she was trying to clean her room, which I'm going to forbid any of my kids prior to a state tournament to do from this point forward. You may want to implement this plan, RJ.
Yeah.
And I don't know, one of her drawers like fell out onto her foot and either broke three of her toes or just pulled the toenails off of three of her toes. I mean, either way, it's not ideal.
Can she walk?
But she can. And you know, one of the parts of her game is she's a middle infielder and she's really rangy and she pretty much steals second base every time she gets on, even in high school because she's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she is a switch hitter, you know, so like, you know how RJ, you when you're teaching kids, you say squish the bug with your back foot, you know. It's on her right foot, and she's been hitting right-handed most of the year. She's done a little bit of both, but I'm like, you may have to hit left-handed, sis.
Get that pressure on foot.
So she's you know, she hit over 500 in regionals and had like 800 slugging percentage.
Heck, I've been keeping up, man. She's doing great and
played really, really well. So, she's got a legit shot to be all state, but I don't know now. I mean, it's gonna, and not because she's mine, but our team needs her. I mean, she bats clean up and plays second base.
Well, that's I mentioned with Rod this morning. We were talking today. All across the state, you've got state softball, you got state baseball, you got state soccer. So a lot of great programs across the state. I mean, there's a lot of games being played. I might be able to see Ella today. Play. I'm hesitant about going because I'm afraid I'm going to.
What do you mean, might?
Well, I'm afraid she might be. I might bring bad luck.
You aren't very good at. Going
I've been terrible. They lost the first basketball game the whole year that I go to. Also, want to remind everybody.
And also, by the way, real quick, don't forget next week, myself and Wes Moore and Bobby Swofford, we're calling all the baseball, softball state championship games on Arkansas TV. And so those are going to be from Majestic Park down in Hot Springs. So,
yeah, listen, I love the fact y'all are doing that. And don't forget tonight, Roger, you're over at Mainline Sports Bar
for your trivia. At 6:30. You know, I believe they'll probably have the Razorback baseball game at 5:30.
Yeah, that's right.
Mainline Sports Bar.
That'd be cool. Have that in the background.
I got a $25 gift card for next to last place, 30 for third, 50 for second, and $100 for first place. Here's the only thing I'm going to tell you. A lot of great trivia games out there all over the country, all over the world. But no one, I repeat, no one will work as hard to make you have a great time than me. So come hang out with us. We love being a part of that down at Oakland Mainline Sports Bar every Thursday.
Yeah, so good luck to everybody who's playing today. And obviously, they'll go on. You know, this is tournament time.
Except Riverside, yes.
You know, the Trojans are playing over at Little Rock. Remember last year, Justin, that amazing run they went on. It was so much fun. You know, they had beaten LSU and then had them on the ropes. It was like 4-0 that second game. They were number one at the
time.
Thinking
they were going to win.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to do it. And they really had a magical run. They won 5 games in a row in the Ohio Valley Conference tournament. So this is tournament time. Razorbacks play Kentucky today, as Roger just mentioned, at 5:30. Yeah. You know, I still think
this is a big time.
It is.
Series
it is.
For,
it's big.
Arkansas.
It could really push them towards that possibility of that regional host. Maybe they get. Maybe they don't. And then you go to Hoover. Maybe get you a win or two there. And so again, this was a team a lot of us wrote off and just said, not everybody, just said this team's not going to make it.
I'm a little different than what everybody's saying.
I'm with
I think as far, I'm not talking about super regional. I'm talking about
regional. Yeah,
I think we're in pretty good shape.
I said that yesterday. You remember?
Because
that,
a lot of times they go off of attendance and things
venue,
like that.
Yeah,
and venue. And so did you say Acri did or did
no,
not?
No, remember Roger, Acri didn't. He wasn't as optimistic. I sort of felt, if you look at their, you know, they're number 14
they're ranked.
Yeah, 14 Baseball America. D1. Yeah, 14.
D1, they're 10th.
Yeah, one of them, they're 10th.
And another one, they're 12th.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they win this weekend, if they win the series.
Obviously,
the
top 16 would be. Yeah.
That's what I think.
And they don't totally go off of rankings, obviously. They go off RPI.
I think their RPI is in the 20s or something.
But they can still help themselves this weekend.
But it would be hard because of the reputation that not only Baum Walker has, but DVH and the program has over the last 10, 12 years. I find it very hard to believe that we wouldn't host regionals, but especially if you win this
series.
I don't even think.
When was the last time that they didn't host?
That's a great question. We ought to go.
They didn't host this. They didn't supers or the regionals.
I think
it was
the regional.
It was 3 years ago. I think it was three, 4 years ago.
Went to Oklahoma State. That was what it was, right?
That's it. That
was like Hagan Smith.
Went to North Carolina.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. That's right.
And got to Omaha.
Yep. Yep. So, and then we were talking earlier, you look at the women's.
That was Jalen Battles.
Yeah. That was
last year.
You look at the women, you know, of the 17 years that we've been in the tournament, 11 of them been, I think, or 9 of them been with Courtney Dyfel, 6 in a row that they've hosted a regional, and they've had 3 supers in Fayetteville. They have not been able to. It's just been a nightmare to just get over the hump.
It just goes short.
RJ, are you saying you agree with what I just said?
100% I agree with what you said. And I would also say that, you know, we had, I guess last Monday, I hosted The Zone, and we had Bubba Carpenter on, right?
Yeah.
And talking about how, you know, with previous teams over the last few years,
he knows his stuff.
Oh, he's so good. But they were really, really good during the season, right? And just beating the brakes off. And it's not really been that way this year.
But
they are really starting to peak at the right time now, hitting the ball, pitching's coming together. And so you win this series this weekend, and you win another series. I think that further cements your resume to host that regional and get you hot as you're going in the postseason.
Yeah, wouldn't that be three or four in a row series wins?
I was thinking it was five, but I could be.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, no. Yeah. But, yeah, they've picked it up. I mean.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
One of DBH's best coaching jobs, in my opinion.
And I didn't really mention it much. I don't think I have. Listen, there's, and I give him credit for not bringing it up during the season. You know, talking about money, you know, DVH is way down low in the payment.
He never talks about money.
Yeah,
is ridiculous.
But I hear Justin and RJ. The reason I bring it up, I've heard that he has not been a happy camper. That's not been handled. It's like, listen, Hunter, you don't screw this one up. You got to get this one right.
Yeah.
Don't let Jimmy Sexton totally become.
Don't Gary Blair it.
Yeah, or that don't.
I think
yeah.
he's like he's the sixth or seventh
yeah,
highest
yeah,
paid coach
yeah,
in
he,
the SEC.
Yeah, he should be.
And
higher.
He's won the SEC. Yeah. If not the SEC West.
Yeah.
I don't know what six of the last 7 years or I mean some. I'm just guessing, but. Something crazy.
I know. By the way,
he's the best coach.
Yes,
that's never won a championship.
That's right.
Ever.
Well, I tell you what.
Him and who was the guy from Florida State?
That guy's he went to the World Series.
Mike Martin, I believe.
Yeah, that's
Mike
it. Mike Martin. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and DVH are in the same boat.
They are.
I watched the that pop up showed up on social media the other day. That first base pop up in the World Series.
It popped up.
It makes me sick.
Don't even start.
It literally makes me sick to watch it.
Literally won the national championship.
Yes. And then look at DVH's face. He just sort of touches his face with his hand. And it's like then the next one is a base hit. And the next one's home run, game over, and then they come back and kill us the next game.
Yeah.
It was that close. You're right. It was that disgustingly close. And who was it that should have caught it? Was it the right fielder or the shortstop that should have caught it?
The right fielder.
Right fielder. He was too slow getting there. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Roger, did you hear the way I pronounced the place where Ella is playing tonight? That I was told I mispronounced it.
And what'd you say? Palestine?
I think I called it Palestine Wheatley. Yeah. It's Palestine.
They say Palestine.
Okay.
This is in the Middle East.
I've always said Palestine.
Well, the place in the Middle East, the actual, you know,
yes,
one it's named after is Palestine.
Yeah, it's Palestine. Is that Forest City?
It's close. Yeah. It's close.
We're coming to Rec Shop.
It's Forest City.
It's like
Stuttgart.
The one in Germany is Stuttgart.
661-1037. Someone says, what about chocolate gravy or bacon grease on gravy on my biscuits? Bacon grease gravy. I don't think I've heard that one before.
How you make gravy.
That's how you make gravy.
I didn't know that. You do it off of bacon grease? I had no idea.
Yeah. Kind of grease.
Or
butter,
sausage. Yeah,
grease,
anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you get the squirts after.
And then you put flour in the roux.
No idea.
And then
do you know that originally?
Oh, I know
liquid,
it.
Which is milk or
that's why you don't eat it.
Cream or whatever.
My grandmother used to do it, and
I don't like chocolate gravy though.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either.
I don't do that either.
Shout out to Stacey.
I've had it.
Yeah,
but it's just not my thing.
And Roger, who loves chocolate gravy?
Who used to make it was Mama Lou.
Yeah, John Daly's mama.
John Daly's mama.
Yeah, we give a shout out to Stacy at the Dardanelle Chamber of Commerce. She brought a chocolate gravy when we went up on top of the mountain that day. Someone says here, I don't like jelly either, RJ.
Thank you, sir.
I like toast and jelly.
Here's one, mustard pretty good on them. Mustard.
Mm-hmm. On biscuits?
You hear what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a sling blade. But would that be, is that right?
Mustard's great on it.
Yeah, is it?
I would eat
mustard's
mustard.
Good with just about
I like
everything.
Mustard. I would put mustard, and I did this not too long ago because I made a couple of burgers. I put it on just a hamburger patty and eat it. Fan of mustard. I'll eat a spoon of mustard.
Mustard makes me want to throw up.
Mustard spoon.
Chris Roberts.
Seriously? You'll eat jelly, but you won't eat mustard?
Are you talking straight mustard?
I'll take a spoon of mustard. Oh, yeah.
So no mustard for you, JM? Is that what you said?
I'm not a mustard guy.
That's interesting.
No,
okay. No. Can I tell you, I used to not be a mustard guy.
Well, you know a professional chef
uses it on the shelf.
I love how RJ goes, you'll eat jelly. But not mustard. Yeah. Like
they're two different they're things. Even, very different.
That is surprising, though. Most similar. People. What would you say, Roger? How many people do you think if you put mustard in front of them would say, "I'm a mustard"? I would
yes,
mustard.
And the way people are
and now
in the last.
I could eat mustard before mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, I would. Yeah, throw
I'm
up.
I'm
at
with
the
you on
side
that.
Of.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't know. Listen, the way kids are today. I mean, RJ's 40 years old. What are you? 41 or 2?
40.
40 years old, and he hasn't eaten a lot of stuff. Look at Shannon Lynn.
Yeah,
and
bananas.
Jason, they
eat bananas.
They'd eat that.
I don't like ketchup either.
Whoa, now that's a big one. That's a
no,
big
I,
one.
I literally can't
that
say
is,
ketchup.
Wow, that's right. That makes mustard look really
ketchup
deadly.
Is disgusting.
Wow.
What is
ketchup's on everything.
No, what's, it's not. No, not your, if I'm ordering.
I know. It
what
sounds
are you talking
like
about?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
You say it's disgusting?
Yeah.
What else? Ice cream and ketchup you don't go for, right?
You know what? So hear me out on this. So I don't really normally like ice cream, but we were
Scoops.
We were in Hot Springs this last weekend, and the
Greg
kids
Hatcher.
All wanted to go, and I was kind of hungry. So I was like, it's Greg's place. I'll try it. And it was like rock hard, right? I'm like, let's go. And
what was rock hard?
You captured
the ice cream.
Ice cream.
Is that concrete?
And,
yeah,
and I'm going to tell you what, it was actually not Greg Hatcher. The scoops was not bad.
There you go. So you may be turning the corner for RJ.
Yeah.
Greg, your business is
rock hard.
Not bad.
Not bad. Chris Roberts of Southern Bank Rogers says, called Red Eye Gravy.
I've heard that.
I don't even know what that is.
I think that's
it.
They put coffee in it. It's made with coffee or something, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Also, it was a strand of weed back in the day.
So it said, I used to eat mustard sandwiches as a kid.
Sure did.
I've eaten a ketchup sandwich.
My sister Tammy ate mustard sandwiches.
Yeah.
We did. You know what? You just ate it. You ate a mustard sandwich.
And we did mustard and cheese.
Mustard and cheese is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. You kiss a girl after eating a mustard and cheese sandwich, she's a keeper.
So this is
she'll
this
let
is
you wear flip-flops.
So from the 870, my mom puts mustard and grape jelly on my sausage.
Oh, my
biscuits.
Gosh.
Mom is
oh, my gosh.
You know what? I can see putting mustard on
your
biscuit.
Mother
like
is
that.
An awful person.
What do you put on a burger, Jam?
Lettuce, tomato, pickles, and cheese.
See, I am just meat, bread, mustard, cheese, and jalapenos.
So someone says we have a pear tree, so I love pear preserves on my biscuit.
I'm not a condiment person.
See, I wasn't a pear. I wasn't a pear preserve guy.
I guess I like pears by themselves.
That's
okay.
I guess
it's right, but it's okay. I don't. I like pears by themselves, but not on something. What were you saying, Justin? I'm sorry. I was saying pears.
No, I was saying I'm not really a condiment person.
Yeah. Can I tell you if something's good, like a good meat?
What about French fries?
If it's salted good, I'm good. I don't need ketchup.
What do you mean by what about French fries?
Do you put something on them?
Do you use ketchup with French fries?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I will.
I would eat mustard on my French fries.
But I don't have to. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I don't have to either.
And
but if it's there.
I will use mustard on my fries.
Listen, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, no doubt. You get a cut on your lip, you put some mustard on it. Boy, it'd make you pee a little.
All right, so Chris over at Southern Bank gets it. So it doesn't have anything to do with red eye gravy. It doesn't have anything to do with coffee. When you would make bacon, the red crumbs would settle to the bottom and the grease would rise to the top.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Make it look like an eyeball with a red pupil. I have no idea.
Wow. Now that is hot.
I have no idea what that is. I'm
stopping. Red eye gravy is a classic Southern U.S. sauce made by pan-fried country ham drippings with strong black coffee. It's coffee.
Yeah, I didn't think that was right.
Yeah,
there's
coffee in red eye gravy.
Yeah,
there's coffee in red eye gravy. That sounds like a country song.
So RJ, before I let you go, you happy with everything? I think it's wrapped up at the state capitol almost now, right? You good?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Focus on softball ice.
Ice. You know, hey, by the way, Panther Ice is up and rolling in Benton right now, over off Military Road, right beside the Dollar General. So now we've got Hornet Ice and Panther Ice, and so.
You think that's going to hurt your business?
No, we're all in.
You want ice in every city, don't you?
Well, that's what we're working on.
Poland? Sheridan?
If JM,
he's a Republican, ain't he? Of course they want ice in every city.
If JM can find me a spot in Poland, we'll put one in Poland. But we're going to Haskell.
Moore Mountain.
Okay. But here's the thing. The traffic flow through Moore Mountain, you're going to have to open up the gates.
Well, don't put it there. I'll find you another spot. Right by my sign.
Yes, right beside the sign.
Someone says here, wish y'all would raise hands to talk. Four grown men stating their likes and dislikes all at once is the ultimate anxiety.
Yeah, well, listen, that's
what we do.
Defined as our
this
show.
Is number one. That's what we're number one. Hey, congratulations. We're number one.
Heard that. Yeah. Great job. Yeah, it's really just because Christian.
That's it.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, like that's.
It's not easy to get, as you know, RJ, you were with us a long time. Yeah. It's not easy to get number one. It's the beating music station, so we're really appreciative.
Yeah, y'all do a great job.
Yeah, and, you're part of it.
I'm a very, very small part of these days, but I get to claim the title of being number one with you guys.
And a lot of your legislative buddies listen to us.
Almost everybody, yeah, unfortunately, because anything that I missay, I hear about, right, Greg? Or during the show, Speaker Evans.
Sure. Yes. He's
Keith
a big
Brooks,
supporter. Yes. Who brought donuts last week.
Yeah, by the way, on that, so we gave him a hard time because, you know, Keith is – the king of sucking up to people. And so we were trying to figure out the angle on why he brought you guys donuts. We never did get to the bottom of it. So I didn't know if he was asking you guys for something.
How about that?
Okay, shocker.
Thank your good friend, Don Grisham and the boys over at Natural Wholesale.
Actually, just went to Don the other day, bought a whole bunch of tile, as we talked about. Got a shout out to my friends over at McLean Flooring because they actually didn't know about Natural State, and they're installers.
They install it, yeah.
Yeah, and so they actually installed Don's stuff, and they were like, this is great stuff, and this is what they do for a living. And so, look, if you are wanting to save money on tile, flooring, fixtures, you're wanting to remodel your house, you owe yourself an opportunity to go out to Natural State Wholesale in Cabot and just see what they have. You will save thousands of dollars if you're doing a big project, I promise you. NaturalStateWholesale.com, you can see everything they got online.
Yeah, Christian Weaver also.
Yeah, he got his flooring out at Natural State. And McLean's did his floors.
We'll have a fun softball weekend, RJ. We hope everybody, Ella wins.
Go get them.
Yeah, and y'all win.
Tell Eddie, go get them.
Well, she's a little intimidated because she's playing 10U this weekend, Justin.
10U,
so,
Roger, 10U.
So is this the first time?
This will be. We've been doing 8U and then 9U, will be the first 10U.
She's got it.
Yeah.
She's got it.
We
always played up with all of my girls a year or two. So it makes them better.
Jam.
Honest to God, RJ, that's why my daughter
is hitting dingers now.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why she struggled, got her butt kicked, and that's. But you're playing the long game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You're right. She came to me last night. She said, "Dad, that ball comes a lot faster these days." I said, "Yeah, baby, it does. Let's go have fun." So it'll be fun. We'll be in Russellville this weekend.
Well, have a great weekend, RJ.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.